God of power, I would have sunk the sea within the earth, or ere it should the good ship so have swallowed, and the frauding souls within her.
Be collected, no more amazement. Tell your piteous heart, there's no harm done.
Oh, woe the day.
No harm. I have done nothing but in care of thee. Of thee, my dear one. Thee, my daughter, who art ignorant of what thou art, not knowing of whence I am, nor that I am more better than Prospero, master of a fool or so, and thy no greater father.
More to know did never meddle with my thoughts.
'Tis time I should inform thee, father. Lend thy hand and pluck my magic garment from me. So, lie there, my art. Wipe thou thine eyes. Have comfort. The direful spectacle of the rack, which touched the very virtue of compassion in thee, I have with such provision in mine art so safely ordered that there is no soul, no, not so much perdition as an hair, betid to any creature in the vessel which thou heardst cry, which thou sawst sink. No. Sit down. Thou must now know, father.
You have often begun to tell me what I am, but stopped and left me to a bootless inquisition, concluding, stay, not yet.
The hour's now come. The very minute bids thee ope thine ear, obey and be attentive. Canst thou remember a time before we came into this cell? I do not think thou canst, for then thou wast not out 3 years old.
Certainly, sir, I can.
By what? By any other house or person? Of anything the image, tell me, that hath kept with thy remembrance.
'Tis far off, and rather like a dream than an assurance that my remembrance warrants. Had I not 4 or 5 women once that tended me?
Thou hadst, and more, Miranda. But how is it that this lives in thy mind? What seest thou else in the dark backward in the bosom of time? If thou rememberest aught ere thou camest here, how thou camest here thou mayest.
But that I do not.
12 years since, Miranda. 12 years since thy father was the Duke of Milan, and a prince of power.
Sir, I not you, my father.
Thy mother was a piece of virtue, and she said thou wast my daughter, and thy father was Duke of Milan, and his only heir. And princess no worse issued.
Oh, the heavens! What foul play had we that we came from thence, or blessed wast we did?
Both, both, my girl. By foul play, as thou sayest, were we heaved thence, but blessedly helped hither.
Oh, my heart bleeds to think of the teen that I have turned you to, which is from my remembrance. Please you, father.
My brother and thy uncle, called Antonio, I pray thee mark me that a brother should be so perfidious. He whom next thyself of all the world I loved, and to him put the manage of my state, as at that time to all the signories it was the first, and Prospero the prime duke, being so reputed in dignity and for the liberal arts without a parallel. Those being all my study, the government I cast upon my brother and to my state grew stranger, being transported and wrapped in secret studies. Thy false uncle, dost thou attend me?
Sir, most heedfully.
Being once perfected how to grant suits, how to deny them, who to advance and who to trash for overtopping, new created the creatures that were mine, I say, or changed them, or else new formed them, having both the key of officer and office, set all hearts in the state to what tune pleased his ear, that now he was the ivy which had hid my princely trunk and sucked my verdure out on it. Thou attend'st not.
Oh, good sir, I do.
I pray thee, mark me. I, thus neglecting worldly ends, all dedicated to closeness and the bettering of my mind, with that which, but by being so retired or prized all popular rate, in my false brother awaked an evil nature, and my trust, like a good parent, did beget of him a falsehood, in its contrary as great as my trust was, which had indeed no limit, a confidence sans bound. He being thus lauded, not only with what my revenue yielded, but what my power might else exact, like one who, having into truth by telling of it, made such a sinner of his memory to credit his own life.